This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
American. Bart in Georgia, American. On replacement migration, in our face. Go ahead, Bart.
Yes, sir. I want to start off with I just ordered the HGH Max Boost last night in the middle of the night, and I look forward to it coming. And I got one more thing. It was a 360 win. If you guys would go and subscribe to Bart Fine on BitChute and Rumble, I put up the Alex Jones and InfoWars broadcast every day.
No, beautiful. Say it again. Another live feed to share. And why are these important? They censor the InfoWars feeds and the Bandout video feeds. But all the great listeners that are syndicating our feeds, in fact, I meant to mobilize you guys, and we should plug these in and create a list, though they'll use that to blacklist it, of all the people restreaming our feeds. So you can share those on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, on your Instagram, on your email, and not get censored. Because it's censoring email, too, folks, especially Google. Tell people how they find the feed of the show.
Yes, you go to Rumble, subscribe to Bart Fine, and then the same thing on BitChute, and I've got some derelict channels on YouTube, but I'm pretty much banned there on that comedy channel.
So Bart Fine.
Yes, F-I-N-E, Bart, like Bart Simpson.
Everybody should get that link and share it now. Will that save the world? No, but Resistance Together will. Beautiful. Go ahead.
Anyway, I want to go about how delusional and ignorant the third world has been dumbed down. I'll give you an example. I married one of these women from the third world, and we had a child, and I told her, you need to put our baby in a car seat. And she said, why? And we couldn't even find one in the Philippines. They don't even protect their children.
Well, the thing is, nothing against the third world. It's just that they have no history of freedom. That's why the globalists have done the sociological actuaries and want to bring them here.
Yes, sir. They've been dumbed down.
Let's explain it. Argentina and Brazil 50 years ago were as good as America. So was Venezuela. Mexico is still the most civilized, richest country in Latin America. It's way below the U.S. And they're a failed society. We're about to be as well, not putting them down. But exactly. You bring people in, though, from the worst Latin American countries, it is like my dad's done work down there, free medical work and stuff. In places, you know, in South America, and it is just, it's scary as hell. And people don't know what we're importing.
Yeah, where is this Governor Abbott? He's doing nothing but talk.
Well, at least he's finally talking about criminal charges. You can't have a UN NGO that ran the collapse of Europe for 10 years. I've been there. I've shown video. They command the Border Patrol. SJWs, tell the Border Patrol what to do, brother.
Yeah, we need to talk about seceding from the Union now. There's maybe no other choice here.
Well, I agree with that, but not to secede to get rid of the Union. We can have a state compact pull out and say the government's occupied and peacefully then reconstitute the republic by the states. That's how it happened in the beginning with the colonies. That's how it should happen.
Yeah, one last thing I want to say. Arrest Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates, and the list goes on and on and on, y'all.
Arrest all of them. Thank you, Bart. All right, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Cindy and Mark and Chris and Herbert and John, we're going right to your calls. And then Kate Daly in about 10, 12 minutes, she's going to be taking over. She always has amazing guests, always has incredible information, but she knows a lot of times I steal 10, 15 minutes of her show. So we always love having a guest host, though, host the last part of the show. That's coming up straight ahead. And there's a lot of news I didn't get to, but that's okay. I got prepared. I got ready. But I love your calls, and I think the listeners like it. In fact, I don't do on air what I think will get us the biggest listenership, but we do get bigger listenership when I take calls. They like callers better than guests. They like callers better than me, and so do I, because you bring up so many great angles, so thought-provoking, so amazing, and it's just another microcosm. We get the general public motivated and engaged politically, culturally, economically, spiritually. It's game over, the New World Order. All right, folks. Go on to break and right back to your calls. Punch George Soros nonviolently in the nose. Share the links to InfoWars.com. Punch the globalist right in the gut, politically, nonviolently. Share band.video.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
I'm not a fool, Bliskin.
Call me Snake.
S.D. Bliskin. American, Lieutenant, Special Forces Unit, Black Light. Two Purple Hearts, Leningrad and Siberia. Youngest man to be decorated by the President. He robbed the Federal Reserve Depository. Life sentence, New York Maximum Security Penitentiary. I'm ready to kick your ass out of the world, war hero.
Who are you?
Houck. Police Commissioner.
Bob Houck.
Special Forces Unit Texas Thunder. We heard of you too, Bliskin.
Why are we talking?
I have a deal for you. You receive full pardon for every criminal action you've committed in the United States. It was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The President was on board.
President of what?
That's not funny, Bliskin. You go in, find the President, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man.
24 hours?
Like I said.
I'll think about it.
No time. Give me an answer.
Get a new President. President.
Is that your answer?
I'm thinking about it.
Think hard.
Why me?
You flew the Gulf Fire over Leningrad. You know how to get in quiet. You're all I've got.
I guess I go in one way or the other.
John in California, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Thank you. You know, there's a bunch of young men out there who are totally just killing it with their own talk shows. I think you called in yesterday, BMS Talk Show. I looked him up. Absolutely amazing. You are a, Alex, you are a influence for everyone. You know what? I might even start my own podcast out there. I mean, no one wants to really listen to me in old pot.
No,
like
they do want to listen to you, brother. Do it. Whether 100 listen or a million, it's all a victory.
Thank you. You know, he was saying he wants to get you on as a, he wants to be on your show as a guest. I think you maybe look into that. But anyways, I wanted to talk about the immigration. You know, back in my day, we didn't really have a whole issue, a whole lot of problem them hopping the border coming across. You know, my neighbors, they keep parking in front of my house, and I guarantee you, I mean, he looks African-American, but I guarantee you, he is probably from Mexico and probably illegal. He doesn't speak collective English.
Well, there's people coming from all over the world. Yeah, they're breaking the border to break the country.
Absolutely. You know, we need a stronger border, and if people aren't signing up to be in the border protection, then maybe we should create some type of trust to secure the border.
No, I hear you. The problem is, John, the UN is in control through Biden of our Border Patrol. They're being ordered to do this, but I agree with you. Thank you, sir. Mark in New Jersey, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas to you and the crew. Thanks for everything. I wanted to talk a little bit about FTX, and one of the callers earlier kind of stole my thunder a little bit with FTX, but I do think it's the thread on the sweater. If we keep pulling on it, it's the easiest track to follow the money back to, you know, the flows out of our country into the Ukraine, the laundering, and then back to the Democratic establishment.
Yeah, they're not even hiding it. Congress won't even do an investigation where the money's going. There's no monitoring of $150 billion, and now Zelensky wants more than $45 billion. He's demanding $100 billion today from Congress, like he's our master.
Alex, the thing that's so disheartening about it, too, is, it's a clown show. I mean, they put this Bozo the Clown guy up there. You know, he doesn't know anything. They're doing their accounting with QuickBooks. They don't have a CPA. I mean, anybody who, in their right mind, who doesn't question this and realize this was a bald-faced money laundering operation.
The country is being looted seven ways to Sunday.
But, I mean, we should be taken to the streets here. And the Republicans are just as culpable here, because when was the last time when was the last person who went to prison in this country for abusing their government?
They don't go to jail. That's why there's a green light for corruption. You're absolutely right.
No one goes to jail. Look at Lois Lerner. We go back to that. They had emails setting up Republicans to be persecuted through a tax agency, and she never faced any more than a, we're going to ask a couple questions. The Republicans are going to ask questions.
And now Biden's gearing up with his 70-something thousand new agents to do it again. Credible points, Mark. Thank you. Cindy in Arizona, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I've been a listener since the late 90s, and I'm hoping to make history today by being the first woman to do the Alex Jones Warrior Scream. And here's what I got to say. Get your hands off my kids, you miserable, demonic slugs. It'll be over my dead body before you get your hands on my children. Do you understand? There you go. Larry, you women need to get the warrior blood in you.
Yeah.
You women,
woo,
get your hands off my kids and grandkids, or I will beat you to death wherever I see you.
I agree. We should go to all these Levis events and not attack them, but just go, just scream at them. Just say, you know, they're just like, oh my gosh.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and I've never heard a woman do that. It's time.
No, you're right. Woman calls in with InfoWars battle call.
Is that right? Let me tell you how I turned my whole neighborhood onto you. I just moved to Arizona from scumbag Seattle about a year ago, and the first time I went out in my backyard when it was hot and I have a swimming pool, I put my little Bluetooth out there, and I had your show on, and I had it on loud because I wanted to hear it. And I thought, man, am I being rude to my neighbors? And I thought, hell no. I'm going to red pill my neighbors right now. I kept that Bluetooth on as loud as I could get it. And you know what? The very next day, one of my neighbors came over and said, hey, you listen to what I listen to. So we became buds. I kept it up, and I had three people come to my front door and within 2 weeks and say, hey, I can't quite catch it all, but every now and then I catch something you're listening to. What are you listening to? And I totally banned, videoed them. And if it's a great thing, I will continue to do the work.
And the key is tell them now to blare it, and then their neighbors will blare it, and their neighbors will blare it. And it goes, and that is the chain reaction.
Exactly. I'm hoping by the end of this summer, we're having neighborhood meetings.
I love it. We'll just tell your neighbors to start blaring it so the next neighbor gets it. And, of course, you get that chain reaction.
Yeah, they won't be able to get away with it unless they move out.
Beautiful. Anything else, Cindy?
I love you, Alex. Your whole crew, you are doing such a service. And you know what? I'm a fighter. I have never given up. I'm 61 years old. I will never, ever give up on our freedom.
You're beautiful and you're amazing. And everybody can get the word out. There's a lot of other great shows as well. But Infowars.com/show and Band Out Video. So thank you so much, Cindy. Thank you so much and God bless you. All right, Chris, I'm out of time. Get Chris's name and number. I'll call him back tomorrow on the live show. Been doing a good job at that. But Kate Daly is taking over right now. She's loaded for bear. Everybody tune in now, Infowars.com/show. And then in about 45 minutes from now, the great Owen Schroyer with the War Room, the original War Room, 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show. Share that link. We'll be right back with Kate Daly on the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. So glad to be here with you today. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from katedalyradio.com. A couple of things to say before I bring on my guest. After 12 years of studying government, 10 to 12 hours a day, I know, it's not for the faint of heart, that's for sure. I can tell you I'm pretty cynical. I'm really cynical, actually. Probably the worst cynical person you'll ever meet, because I know that not a lot's going to change and it's all theater. Nuremberg isn't going to happen. Hague isn't going to happen. Nuremberg isn't even law in this country. Okay? Lots of emails floating around with hope, but they're not going to do anything. Okay? Elon is a distraction. He's always been part of the club. He's not going to deliver free speech. He's not going to deliver what we need him to deliver, because he works for him. Twitter has always been funded by the government, owned by the government. It's a fact. So same with Facebook and all of them. Okay? And so I know that the left is trying to destroy this country. I know that the rhinos in this country are sort of going along with it, right? And not really stopping anything. In fact, sometimes actively destroying the country too. It just really depends on the issue. But here's the deal. I kind of jokingly refer to the Republican Party as a bra. I know, I said it, as a bra, okay? Because they don't ever change anything too drastically, if you know what I mean. But they always hold the boobs in place, okay? And so these boobs are in Congress and the Senate, and they always will be, and fraud will deliver them there. And that's a problem for us. The Republicans and all of the Dems, some Republicans, some rhinos, did nothing when it came to election fraud. They did nothing, okay? In fact, they kind of actively squashed it. This case is about those individuals who said no to an investigation, just said no to a simple investigation. And if you have a crime, you're going to investigate that crime, right? To find out if there was a crime. They actually said no. This case with Lori Brunson is really fascinating, because the date is suddenly approaching. And I want to talk about some of the miracles. I'm usually very pessimistic, kind of cynical, really cynical about the goings on or the things that could help us. This wouldn't save us, but it would certainly change things for us if we were willing to learn a lot and take those things and do something with them. Okay. And so let's bring on Lloyd Brunson. He and his brothers are, I think you'll remember, the trumpeteers, right? The trumpeters from the Brunson brothers, who actually provided entertainment nationally on a lot of national stages. I'm so happy to have Lloyd with me, because he has a fascinating case. You're going to want to pay attention to this one. Like I said, the date is quietly approaching, but he and his brothers are suing 388 members of the Senate, the Congress, and of course, King Fraudalot and Hormala. You know, I can't call her anything else. This case, even though you might go, "Ooh, I don't know if that would actually happen," just wait till you hear the details of this case. That's what got me really intrigued about this. Welcome, Lloyd. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Incredible. So you're suing 388 members, including the fraudulent presidency, and you're suing them for violating their oath. Talk about this case.
Yeah, well, people need to understand, first of all, the power of this case is what you said. This is probably the most powerful case in front of the Supreme Court ever. We filed under Rule 11 of the Supreme Court, which the court characterized it as an emergency case, or they wouldn't have let it move forward without the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals decision. But so the power that they have with this case is, like you said, they literally have the power to completely adjudicate the whole complaint. Most cases in front of the Supreme Court are upholding a decision or reversing a decision. This is completely different. This actually gives the Supreme Court the power to remove, as you said, to remove from office 385 current members of the U.S. House and U.S. Senate, a sitting president and vice president, and hold them, actually bar them from holding public office the rest of their lives, including Mike Pence, who is not holding office right now. So that's the power of the case. Now, Go ahead. There's some unique things that have happened to this case. First of all, a Rule 11 petition has never been docketed successfully, which ours has been docketed with the Supreme Court since probably the 70s. And it was the government, U.S. government, brought a case against someone having to do with the Nixon administration. So someone checked that, an attorney checked the docket. He thinks he might have seen one other. So first of all, having a docketed case under Rule 11 is unheard of. And that's what they accepted. But the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, I think, found out about this, and they hurried and made a decision. I can kind of tell you the story. I'm kind of getting ahead of the story if you want. Should I kind of start from the beginning and explain how
you took on this case, and you said, and I think the thing that intrigued me so much about this was that the Supreme Court reached out to him several times to help him bypass the lower courts to be able to get one of the two cases that were filed. That was a brilliant move, by the way, because one was going to make it, right? At least one of those cases. So brilliant move. But the Supreme Court reached out to you to make sure that this got on the docket to be able to get a hearing. It is almost impossible to get a case this far. And so that to me was really, really shocking about this case. And I want people to really think about that for a moment, because that could either go very, very good in my eyes or very, very bad, right? We all think of setups. We think of January 6th setups and all those kinds of things. But they could have just let this die, right? They wanted to make sure that this got on in their purview.
Yeah, so we were stuck in the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals with the second one. The first one got stuck in federal court. They actually served, the federal court actually ordered the U.S. Marshals Service to serve my case, or serve my summons complaint against Nancy Pelosi and 385 others. So after about 85 were served, the federal court the next day called it back. They canceled the filing, and on the docket it'll show that they classified it as a mistake, and that my complaint was deficient. So they can't do that. So we took them to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. We didn't win there, so we took both courts to state court. And finally, after that battling, they reinstated my case. And they ordered the clerk of the court to actually issue the summonses. So that's still alive. That case is still alive, identical to the one that's in front of the Supreme Court right now. So that one, with my brother's name on it, Walland, started in state court, went to federal court, and then went to the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals. They delayed. They wouldn't make a decision. So after 4 months, we decided we needed to do something. We found Rule 11, the Supreme Court, and we delivered it to them. And in 5 days, we received a call from the clerk of the court's office. Now, the clerk of the court for the U.S. Supreme Court is not a justice clerk. This person is Scott Sessions Harris. And for 11 years, he was the attorney for the Supreme Court. So his office, a case analyst from his office, calls us and tells us that they've decided to accept our petition without a decision from the 10th Circuit, and that we can move forward with a Rule 11 petition for the U.S. Supreme Court. And then they asked us to insert some special documents in it that were not required. They had gone into the docket and saw the whole case, and they asked us to actually include some extra documents. So we did. We got all that ready, and as we were ready to get that off to them, someone must have let the 10th Circuit Court know, the three judges there to make a decision, because they hurried and made a decision. I guess they didn't want to go down in history as blocking or sitting on a national emergency case, right? So they had to do something. And so here we are. So we called the court and go, hey, we're going to get this to you, but they've made a decision. So should we change the Rule 11 part of it? And it's still, they said, yes, go ahead and take that out. You don't need that anymore. It'll just get it to us and make sure you put in what we've asked you to put in. And how soon can you get it to us? And we said, well, Roland, it was taking the call, said, well, it's going to take about 2 weeks. And the analyst says, we need it sooner than that. Can you get it to us sooner than 2 weeks? And he said, well, we'll do what we can. And so he was kind of shocked. We were all shocked that they were really kind of putting some pressure on to get it. And they also says, make sure you put in what we asked you to put in. So instead of 2 weeks, we got it to 1 week.
A week. Okay. So this case, we're going to come right back with Loy Brunson. And this is the case to keep your eyes on, folks. The date that they gave is approaching, and the date just made my jaw drop, the one that they gave him for the conference. You're going to want to stay on for this. There's a couple of details and a couple of little things in this case, big things in this case, you're going to want to pay.
InfoWars' secret weapon is finally here. It's a secret weapon for your immune system, for your stamina, for your energy, for your way of life, for your libido. And it also keeps InfoWars on the air. And I almost forgot, you save at least 50% on these products for what you pay for similar products or the exact same products in stores around the country. That's because we go right to the highest quality manufacturer in the nation that supplies some of the top names. They then give us the best deal out there, because the owner is a listener, and we're able to bring it to you with massive discounts. You're not going to find thousands 1,000 milligram high quality CBD for anywhere near the price we sell it. You're not going to find it at the 10 milligram or the 20 milligram. You're not going to find turmeric at 95% humanoid at the price we're selling it. You're not going to find any of this anywhere near that. These similar formulas or the same formulas sell for up to 200% more than we're selling these. InfoWars MD, now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, a true 360 win.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host. So glad to be with you today. This case is so important. My guest, Lloyd Brunson, is with me to talk about this case that is not getting, of course, the mainstream media attention at all. They don't even want you to know about this case. In fact, this case is not about the outcome of the election. This case is about the fact that 388 members of our Senate, our Congress, this includes the administration, are being sued for violating their oath of office in not or in voting against an investigation, a simple investigation with 100 witnesses brought forth. And they said that was not compelling enough to have an investigation. And so it's a violation of their oath. Correct, Lloyd?
That is correct. They created a huge national security breach by doing that. They're supposed to defend us and the Constitution from enemies, domestic and foreign. And when you have crimes and evidence of stuff going on that's bad, you investigate it. It's sort of like you're on a ship and the watchman sees the tip of an iceberg and says, oh, it's just a little one. This is much bigger than that. So you want me to continue with the story where we left off? It was the
court. It was supposed to take 2 weeks, and it took how long?
Just a week. So we were able to overnight mail it to them on a Thursday. They got it Friday. And they docketed it on Monday, and they showed filed on the docket that it was filed the day we sent it. And then they also notified the U.S. attorneys that they had until November 23rd, which is about 30 days, to respond. The U.S. attorneys at this point have one opportunity to fight this before it goes into conference, where the nine justices get together and vote to have it move forward or not. And so November 23rd rolls around, and they haven't done anything at all. They hadn't filed a waiver, and that's another document that my brother received in the mail from the Supreme Court, asking him to send a waiver, waiving their right to file an opposition so that they could move forward with this more quickly. But the U.S. attorneys did not sign the waiver. They didn't do anything. So the 23rd rolls around, nothing's happened. But at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, we see the docket shows that the U.S. attorneys are no longer representing the 380 defendants. Instead, the United States Solicitor General is now on board representing the defendants, and she does not ask for an extension to file the waiver, and she does not oppose. She doesn't file the waiver, but instead, no, and actually she files the waiver. She doesn't file an opposition. She files the waiver, and that's what really stunned us. And then after that, they set a conference date of January 6th. So just a few days later, after they had signed and filed the waiver, January 6th pops up on the calendar as the date for the conference. So that was pretty stunning and exciting to see that.
That was jaw-dropping, I'm sure. January 6th. And let me remind everybody again, you don't just get a case this far. This is almost impossible to do this. And the fact that they were instructing and helping, it gives me a little hope, right? Because they didn't have to do that, but they wanted to make sure to get this case in front of them. That's why I said it could go very, very good, or for cynical me, it could go you know, very, very bad. But here's the deal, though. I don't know how it could go bad at this point. Well, I do, but I mean, I don't know that that would come to fruition. You've got these people that want to do the hearing. So this conference that comes first on January 6th is the precursor to whether or not they're going to hear the case both sides, correct?
Exactly. That's right. The conference by themselves, the justices go in and vote. Nine of them vote. If four of them vote for it to move forward, then it moves forward. And I just want to emphasize again that they allowed us to file without getting the Tenth Circuit Court decision. They could have easily just tossed it back and said, you can't come to the Supreme Court until you get the final decision from the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals, right? But they let us bypass that, and then after we did, then the Tenth Circuit made a decision. So they already characterized this as a national emergency, and then they put pressure on us to get it sooner, and so... We have a lot of, and then January 6th being the date for conference is just like, this has got to be a sign to we people that they're doing the right thing.
It's jaw-dropping, January 6th, and gives me a little glimmer of hope, actually, for cynical me. So I'm loving this, and this is the other thing, too. If people wonder why this is so rare, it's because we have what's called, I think, Title 28, right, where it protects all of these people from all the crimes that they're doing currently and have been for many, many decades. It actually provides this protection, but this case would actually take away that protection so that in the future, if you ever wanted to sue, to take these people to court for violating their oath, you could absolutely do that. This is a total game changer if this is able to go forward and actually have a victorious outcome here, correct?
Yeah, exactly. And why would they even let it come into the court? Because it's like once they let it in, it's going to be a huge decision either way. So they put themselves at risk with either side by taking it on. And so we're pretty confident. We believe it's going to be a 9-0. The U.S. Solicitor General has a reputation for doing whatever she wants without consulting with anyone. She's a pretty independent United States Solicitor General. So we believe it's very possible that she read through the documents and saw that it was just about the oath of office, that it wasn't about any kind of interpretation of the Constitution or any kind of political agenda. And she can see this is a no-brainer. Of course we want investigations. Of course we want to make sure that the oath of office is real and enforceable. Article 6 of the Constitution is very clear. It states that they shall be bound by oath to this Constitution. Well, they can't be bound by what you said when they have immunity, but that immunity, those immunity statutes, are unconstitutional. In California, they have a state statute that excludes from perjury charges politicians taking the oath of office. It's like, talk about a flagrant in-your-face violation of the Constitution. So this is a major constitutional issue. Easy decision, I think, for the justices. And they can say it had nothing to do with politics. Look, they're both sides of the aisle of this. Defendants are Republican defendants. They're Democrat defendants. There's even a socialist defendant. So it's nothing about politics, nothing about special interpretations of the Constitution. It's a no-brainer.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, this is all the Democrats. And then, of course, your choice select rhinos, which we all know who those people are. They're a disgrace to the country. I think very traitorous. And I know they hate that word, right? You can't just toss that word around. But that's exactly what's happened. And when they all said no to an investigation, what were they so afraid of and why did they do it? Well, we all know the answer to that. And so what's wonderful about this is, number one, you were able to bypass the lower court on this. That's usually where everybody gets shut down is the lower court. And they know it. But for some reason, they wanted this case. They wanted this case in the public domain. They wanted to make sure people understood this case, heard this case. And then, of course, with these protections being annihilated, people would think twice about running for office if they knew that they could get sued. Right now, you can conduct, I guess, every crime in the book and get away with it if you're a senator or a congressman, which most of them are doing. And so, being bought and sold in the way that they are. And so what's amazing is maybe, just maybe, it won't save us. But it would do something where it would open up a gateway, because this would be 388 people out. It would completely transform everything, right? And if they had to get out, right, if we were able to push them out and they could never run for office again, you will have another select group of rhinos and lefties and all of these people. But this does give us a chance. It gives us a chance. And I think this is kind of a God thing. It gives us a chance to maybe, possibly, become educated enough and change enough in who we would cast a vote for in the future and then hold their feet to the fire. I know that's asking a lot for cynical me, but let me just say there's a hope there that we would save ourselves, because no one's going to save us. This case isn't going to save us, but it could certainly open a door to absolutely reinvent the Senate and the Congress and, of course, the presidency, right?
Well, absolutely. And this would be a filtering process. You wouldn't have the same kinds of candidates running for office when they know that there's you can be accountable to the oath and the Constitution. So I think we wouldn't see the rhinos, and we wouldn't see the unconstitutional candidates that we've seen in the past. There are a lot of heroes that have given their lives and are willing to give their lives for the Constitution and liberty and freedom. And those are the kind of candidates that have been pushed out of the political system because of corruption. And those are the ones that would replace the others. So I think we would see a much more constitutional group of candidates coming and taking those places, filling those vacancies.
Absolutely. I'm just loving this case, and it's really something to keep our eyes on. The other thing is, what is the Senate, or what is the SCOTUS, the Supreme Court, what could they be challenged by right now? There's probably a few things that they might be a little nervous about. I know that all of these hardcore leftists would like to provide us with term limits in SCOTUS. They would like to do these things, which would mean Clarence Thomas was out. Pack the court, all these ideas that they've tried to float. Now, do any of them have legs? Not quite sure, but I know that there might be some within the SCOTUS that think there needs to be a stop to the well-laid plans of some of these hardcore leftists if they were able to do some of the things like removing the Electoral College, the things that make us very American.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On the Alex Jones Show. My guest, Lloyd Brunson, is with me. And a couple of things I just want to say. We've got Christmas coming, and Christmas gave hope to, it delivered hope to mankind for the entire world and all those that were to follow. And what a wonderful time of year this is. And I wanted to showcase today's show. Usually I would do a Christmas message or something like that. But this is the one thing I have my eye on as far as being very intriguing and something to watch. And, you know, we talk about all these things. When I started out the show, I was talking about different things. Number one, we've got a silent Holocaust going on between abortion and between what these shots are doing, what the entire vaccine program is doing to us. The second thing is I talked about Elon Musk. I talked about timing, remember? And timing is interesting because everything has an aspect of timing to it. Why didn't Elon do that a year ago? You know, it's timing, and usually that timing is distractions. And we talk about that a lot. Yet there are sometimes good timings with things that I think God can do too and make a way for. And that's why today's message, instead, you know, Christmas, I do a lot on Christmas, and I love Christmas in this time of year. But we also need a little bit of hope as well, and that's what this case is. My guest, Lloyd Brunson, has filed this lawsuit, 388 members of the Senate, the Congress, and the fraudulent administration. And it would actually throw them out for violating their oath. They've never been sued for violating their oath. Why is that, you know? And so this case would actually do so because they said no to an investigation when they had 100 witnesses for election fraud, and they turned their back on it and they said no for whatever reason, whoever was telling them to say no, whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? And here we are with this case docketed for January 6th by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court helped him to not have to go through the lower courts, actually did this on Rule 11, which would be the national emergency, which is really interesting, very intriguing way to do that. And now, as we come upon this conference, it'll be really interesting to see it move forward. I have a feeling it will if they work this hard to get you in this place at this time, because, you guys, this is just unreal. This just never happens. Loy, I'm sure there's been a lot of miracles along the way.
Yes, there have. There are three brothers. We're in this together. And Darren is the legal mind behind it all. And, you know, I think the January 6th date is a Christmas gift. And and when we say toss them out of office, it really could be quite smooth. The way I believe it would happen is that a court would the U.S. Marshal Service would be the ones to deliver an order from the federal court to the sergeant in arms with a list of credentials to be canceled. So they could cancel the credentials right there. There could be special government teams, broadcast teams that go into the media to make sure that they're not, you know, inciting of riots and false information, producing a lot of violence. And so they could, we'd probably all of a sudden would see new faces on television where they're reporting the news, explaining what's happening, that it's a smooth transition, that we're not losing our republic. And nothing's happening wrong, but it's a good transition. And then the three directors of the Federal Communication Commission have taken oaths to the Constitution, too. So they've had an obligation that they've neglected and violated their oath by allowing anything through the broadcast waves to generate any kind of negative feelings or criticism of our great Constitution. They have an obligation to support and defend it. And so I think there could actually be a pretty smooth transition. I have friends that are Democrats and Republicans. And I've asked them, what is it that you really want from your representatives? And they all say the same thing, honesty. Well, that's what this case is about. It's simply about making our representatives honest, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. And so this would enforce the oath, and it would cause our representatives to be honest. That's basically what it is.
I love this. You can go to 7discoveries.com and you can help them do this. It's become a full-time job now because they don't have millions of dollars for attorneys. They just don't have it. And so they're asking for your help because they've gotten this far. And certainly this would turn the country on a dime. I mean, can you imagine 388 moved out of office immediately for violating their oaths and then what that would do to the future? But let's just hope we can get educated enough to know what to look for in these representatives instead of voting for somebody because you want to go to dinner with them, which is pretty much our criteria right now. Would I like to go to dinner with this guy? That's our whole criteria. Maybe we could get back to actually, you know, feeling out what they actually stand for and do they have a backbone and some courage, right, to do what's right in office and actually represent the Constitution. But I like this case because you've gotten this far and many, many things have happened in your favor to do so. And this case could change everything. It wouldn't save us, but it could certainly open up a window of opportunity. And I think that God, in his good graces, would certainly open up an opportunity if that was how this was supposed to go down. I could see something like this happening. People could think this was very chaotic, but like you said, it actually could be pretty smooth, smoother than what people would think it would be. Some people would ask at this point, would that mean Trump would be in office because of the election results and what we absolutely know happened with the Electoral College count that did not get revealed? And so would that happen? Who knows?
It's possible. We've had discussion with constitutional attorneys and stuff about this. It's really up to the Supreme Court. This is sort of this could be considered an act of war. When you have that much evidence of infiltration to our sacred election process, and then people won't investigate it. And so this actually gives the Supreme Court complete discretion and power to do whatever they think is deemed necessary to secure our security in this country. And so they could completely adjudicate this whole case before the 6th, the whole complaint. They could actually execute it and completely take care of it before January 6th. And I'd like to just focus again on January 6th. Why would they set the date January 6th? That's kind of an in-your-face date. It's a two-year anniversary of what we're doing. And I think it's a confidence. They can't really go public with this, but they can let us know that they've got it. And the fact that they knew we would, I'm sure they didn't ask us to sign a non-disclosure agreement when they were working with us and telling us that they accepted this as a national emergency type case. So I think we have every reason in the world to be hopeful and positive. And even if the worst case scenario happened, we can do a motion for reconsideration. And there are, I think we've received about 15,000 letters so far, copies of what they've sent to the Supreme Court, friends of the court, so people can write a letter to the court encouraging them to do the right thing. It's totally legal, and that's growing. And as it grows, if it's not allowed to move forward, we can do a motion for reconsideration, and then we have much more public support to push it over. And then we still have another case that's just right there coming up behind this one. But I think now is the time to act. We've got to act in the most effective way. And right now, there's too much damage being done for this not to happen immediately. So I think the justices are smart. I think they'll get it done.
You can go to 7discoveries.com and you can help them. You can get a copy of the entire case. You can look at everything that they told them and SCOTUS. And it would be nice to see SCOTUS do the right thing. They've made some pretty bad moves. It would be nice to see that. It would restore maybe a little faith in the process. I mean, don't think for a second I don't understand that there's so much theater going on at every turn. Trust me, I get it. Yet at the same time, there are some things that we can still do. The Constitution's still in play, and they're very much afraid of that. They're afraid of the Constitution. So that tells you that the Constitution still has its power. Otherwise, we'd be cooked right now. So this is something we can work with. We don't need to fight another revolution. It's already been fought and won. What we do need to do is like what Lloyd Brunson and his brothers are doing, sounding the trumpet, if you will. They're trumpeters. What can I say? I love this about them. And also to be able to do something within the system that could actually maybe go the distance and maybe change things and maybe set new precedents. And that's what this would do. It would remove the protections. And when they violate their oath of office, as they always do, it seems, they would maybe be a little more afraid in the future to violate it and to do the things that they're doing to be so bought and sold. Sorry to say it, but it's so the truth. And everybody seems to be, so even some of what we think are these patriots out there, blaming every single thing that they can for the election fraud, blaming Sam and the Ukrainian money laundering, and then, of course, blaming Democrats and blaming money. No, this is fraud in our voting system, and we need to take care of this because nothing's going to change, right? This was the most obvious fraud that ever took place. And so the fact that it's the most obvious then presents this other reason that this case moving forward is such a wonderful little Christmas present. I love this. Anything else you'd like to add, Loy, in this last minute?
Well, sure. Three of the justices have actually voted in favor of Trump-related cases, and the three that voted against were the Trump-appointed ones. Well, since then, they've all been unified, like Roe versus Wade. They really stuck their necks out on that. So I think that's an excellent indicator of what's going to happen with this. And I just want to thank everyone for listening and go to 7discoveries.com. Thank you all for your letters. They're phenomenal letters. It's just amazing the thoughts and prayers that are coming this direction. Thank you for that. And thank you, Kate, for having me on the show.
You bet. And InfoWars had already done just such a great piece on you, and I wanted to mention that because they did a great, great piece highlighting all of these efforts. And we just needed, you know, to know more about this and understand the miracles of taking place, that the Supreme Court reaching out to help to make sure that they get this in their preview. Wow. So, again, this is maybe a little bit of a miracle, and I would have to say keep your eye on this one for sure. Lloyd Brunson, go to 7discoveries.com. Help them out this Christmas, and this is coming up January 6th, so it's a big, big deal. And thank you for tuning in to The Alex Jones Show. I'm Kate Daly, your guest host from Kate Daly Radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.